Tour Junkies.
What is up, golf addicts? Welcome to the Tour Junkies betting show for the Valero Texas Open. I am your lovely host, Pat Perry, as we are in a little bit of a role reversal show. So I'm running the ship this week, and DB is my lovely co-host sitting here right beside me virtually. And DB, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm starting to feel good. We just did the DraftKings podcast preview for the Valero, and I'm like on my fourth bourbon drink, straight bourbon, drinking a little Woodford tonight for the podcast juice. So
that's good.
Starting to get there.
Good stuff. Well, you know, DB, we're brought to you by Fantasy National Golf Club for the betting show, and Fantasy National at fantasynational.com/TJ, where you can get 20% off. You can subscribe weekly, monthly, annually, however you want to pay, and they give you all the stats. It is a one-stop shop, DB. It's a one-stop shop. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get course history, you want to get recent form, you want to build some models, you want some lineup optimizers, you want some, you know, lineup builders, all that kind of stuff. I mean, they can import things to CSV files and things that people do that's all fancy and stuff. And you know what? It's all certified by the actual PGA Tour, which is what we talk about. We talk about PGA Tour golf. So if they certify things, that's probably good. And you can get 20% off. So just go to fantasynational.com/TJ. Okay. Valero Texas Open this week. We can move on to that shortly. But we did have some interesting things that happened last week. One of them being Joel Damon won a golf tournament.
And we didn't bet him. We did not bet him.
And we had nary a bet on Joel Damon. Not one, not a, nothing. But not even halfway through the golf tournament.
If there's one person, though, that we would love to see win without having a bet on, it would be Gino. I mean, it would be Joel. Yeah. We had Gino on the DraftKings show, so people need to watch that.
Yeah, by the way, if you have not checked out the DraftKings DFS golf show, Gino Bonelli was on there. And you know what? He, you know, so before he got on the show, I was messaging with him, and he said he was starting to drink. And I thought that was like in celebration. And that was like 3 hours before we started. He actually was pretty good. Like, if that had been me drinking 3 hours before I was supposed to be on an interview, I would have been you would not even understood a word that I said. Yeah. But Gino keeps it in check there. But
blah, blah, blah.
That's really about right. That's about right. Yeah. So it was good to hear from him on the show, but it was great to see them win. It was a good win for them. And maybe that helped that we didn't have any bets on them or anything.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah. Had plenty.
Outside of that win, Billy Horschel won the WGC. And I did talk about him on the betting show as a 90-1 outright to win. There's two things that I want to talk about here. Okay. And I'd like to give myself a pat on the back for the 90-1 play. I'd also like to talk down on myself for things that you shouldn't do, and that is not paying attention to yourself. Okay. So if you talk on a betting show like I do, you should actually make that bet. And I did not make the bet of Billy Horschel to win at 90-1. Now, I hope that some of you did, but I don't think you did, but or listened to me at all, because I didn't see anything. I didn't see any thanks whatsoever for that pick.
Yeah, wait a minute. But normally, though, you do. However, I think another knock on you, Pat, is one of the things that you also don't do well is sometimes pay attention. And,
well, that's what I was saying. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, and the tournament started, you know, a day early, and that really screwed
and
you.
And I didn't have time. It threw me off.
Yeah.
You're right.
Pat sends a text and it's like, I just realized that I never got any bets in. So.
Yeah. So don't do that. Now, the WGC match play is an interesting event. Not many things, or I don't think there's any event that started on Wednesday other than
Corn
Fairy. Even the Ryder. You know, I mean, nothing starts on Wednesday. So it was just weird. Anyway, DB, any other thoughts that you have on the week that was?
Nope. Just loving to see Joel win. And if you don't want to listen to the DraftKings show that we did, you at least need to listen to the Geno interview. It was really pretty cool to hear him talk about the day and just, you know, what it took for them to close the door in Punta Cana. That was a lot of fun. So go back and listen to that. It's the first half of the show. So,
well, real quick before we get into the course breakdown, DB, I got to talk about our friends at Tranor Gray. Ooh. Okay. TranorGray.com. And you know what? Look, if you need some high quality video production, maybe for a business of your own, you got a major project that you're a part of or something, you know, our friends at Tranor Gray have filmed a bunch of content for us. And lately we've used them for a few special things that we got coming out. I'm not going to mention too much. I think I mentioned too much earlier in the DFS show. But anyway, they've been doing some special stuff for us, some special content. But these guys travel all around the world shooting video for a bunch of different companies, whether you're Fortune 500 or a small company, getting your business up and running. They work for medical practices, nonprofits, you know, and they really, all they do is help you get your brand out there. Look, DB, what was the biggest thing we needed to do when we started this? Get the brand out there, right?
I was just
and you
got to
have people. Did you have a comment there?
I was just going to say that. Yes, you're right. You took the words right out of my mouth, host Pat.
Yes, you got to get the brand out there. And these guys at Tranor Gray are specialists at that. We've personally seen their work. They've worked with athletic apparel companies like Noble. And then they did a recap and promo video for Bill Murray at the World Golf Hall of Fame for his Caddyshack event. So look, if your company does any type of video production, if your company does, something like that, and these guys deliver, okay, they're going to deliver that video production for you, content, marketing, whatever else. Check out their site, TranterGray.com. Yes, TranterGray.com, not G-R-A-Y, G-R-E-Y.com. And see how they can help you, Tranter Gray.
Well done. Thank you, DB. Well done.
Okay. All right, Stevie, if you don't mind, will you give us a quick course breakdown before we get into the plays this week?
I'd love to give you a course breakdown there, Pat. Let me get right up in the microphone here and talk real loud. I'm gonna do this. We are at the Oaks course at TPC San Antonio. It's a Greg Norman design, little assist from Sergio Garcia. Par 72, 7,435 yards. Not a short course by any means, but also, by the way, I think the OHL Mayakoba host course, I think is El Chameleon, also designed by Greg Norman and his third arm between his legs. He drug that thing around that site and developed that course. So maybe there's some correlation there. It can be kind of demanding off the tee. The fairways are a little tighter, tree-lined kind of golf course to some extent. The rough can get up a little bit. The greens, pretty undulating. A lot of different tiers on these greens. It's a second shot course, which most of these courses on the PGA Tour are. Features Dwarf Bermuda, overseeded with Poa at this point in
Dwarf
the year.
Dwarf Bermuda, watch out, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not it's trying not, to offend it. I'm not trying to offend.
Let's not single out regular, anybody. Yeah. Any grass whatsoever.
yeah. Sorry.
They're all just normal sized grasses, DB.
Yes. Average size Bermuda grass does matter. Listen, greens and regulation percentages, kind of tough here. This is one of the 10 to 15 toughest courses on the PGA Tour to hit greens and reg. So you got to be able to scramble when you miss it. It can be a difficult golf course. However, we've seen the last 2 years, which would be 2018 and 2019, play a little easier with winning scores at 17 under and 20 under. It's all based on the wind here. Texas, windy, hilly.
Texas wind.
That's what it's all about. Okay, so right now the forecast does look pretty windy, especially on Thursday. So it'll be interesting to see that how that shapes up. We'll want to check that later in the week. We'll be talking about it in the Nut Hut. I'll be writing about it in the Big Balls betting card. And I think it's interesting, four of the last four winners here were not already in the Masters. So I do think this is something to think about with the Masters approaching next week. There are a bunch of players who are playing in the Masters already, and they're here. And they're here to tune up or peak or whatever it is they're trying to do. Maybe trying to find their game. We don't know. But there are everybody else not in the Masters. The only way you can get there is with a win. So whoever wins this golf tournament will be the final addition to the Masters field. There will be none other after that. No qualifiers, no nothing. It's just whoever wins this golf tournament gets to play in the Masters if they're not already in. So that's something to think about. And yeah, past winners here and prices, there's been a ton of long shots here, Pat, which really gets my blood flowing, okay? Your defending champ is 2019's champion, Mr. Corey Connors, who actually Monday qualified into this event. Monday, he's a Canadian. He's not even a Texas guy. Monday qualified into this event, got hot, won it, and then chartered jet to Augusta for the Masters the very next week. He won it 200-1 before him in 2018.
200-1.
Also, Andrew Landry won at 200-1. Short knocker Andrew Landry. Kevin Chappell at 33-1. Charlie Hoffman at 30-1. Jimmy Walker at 25-1. Our boy Stephen Bowditch at 350-1 back in 2014. They've been playing this golf tournament at TPC San Antonio since 2010, and there's been a ton of long shots. So I think this is wide open. We had DJ withdraw. That definitely changed things in terms of the betting landscape. Hope you may have gotten a couple bets in early before that happened. But yeah, DJ withdrew. That makes Finau, Spieth up there in your favorites. I think this is definitely a wide-open tournament. A lot of different types of guys can win here. You don't have to be a bomber for sure. You could just be an accurate player, keep it in the short grass off the fairway, and be able to control your ball into these greens, especially if this wind is looking to do what it's projected at the moment. I think strokes gained approach weighs out more than anything, which is pretty much standard. And from there, I'm looking at strokes gained off the tee. I'm not really regarding a whole lot into putting at the moment. I don't know why I said regarding. That's a dumb word I've never
used. You're not. It sounds like something that Pat would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I have no regard for putting this week. I really don't care. I'm just not going to get bogged down in it in terms of statistical predictive weight right now. I think that POA overseed this time of year on Bermuda kind of changes things a little bit. So, you know, like grainy Florida Bermuda is different. So I think I'm just not going to get bogged down in it. But we've got tons of caddy insight coming in the Nut Hut in the next 48 hours, and I may change that. So there you go. I'm just looking at value, man. There's a lot of value here this week.
Well, I mean, speaking of the Nut Hut, okay, the Tour Junkies have teamed up with Monkey Knife Fight. And if you haven't played Monkey Knife Fight yet, it is awesome. There are some incredible games that they got there on Monkey Knife Fight. So if you go to www.playmkf.com/nuthut and put in the promo code Tour Junkies, you will get up to a $50 match, or excuse me, hang on, instant deposit match up to $50.
Instant deposit.
On your first $50. And you know what? You can get two free Nut Hut months. Okay, so let me tell you how important that is. We got a lot of content coming up for the Masters. All right, DB. We got not only the Masters show for DFS purposes and DraftKings and all that kind of stuff. We got the betting show coming up. And that's over the next 2 months, obviously, because the Masters starts next week. And then you get the PGA Championship that comes up in May. So if you start now and you get two free Nut Hut months, you're going to get the Masters and the PGA Championship. So go to playmkf.com/nuthut, enter the tour or the code Tour Junkies. You got to at least play a $10 game, okay? And then within 48 hours, you will get a link to join the Nut Hut for free for the next 2 months and get some of the incredible information on the Nut Hut. We got a lot of sharp guys in there outside of just me and DB. And you sound like you're about to say something, DB.
Oh, it's a great deal. People should do it. This should really happen. You could deposit $20 into Monkey Knife Fight, get a $20 bonus in Monkey Knife Fight as a match, and then you just save $20 in the Nut Hut. So you come out still in the positive. So you know what I mean? That's fantastic. I think that's a tremendous value. Come join us in the Nut Hut. It's popping, okay? It is.
And especially Masters in the majors.
Masters week is going to be killer in the Nut Hut. Friendships are being made, too. People forget. It's not just about the gambling and betting and DraftKings advice. Friendships are being made. We have so many internet friends now, I can't wait. I need to say this, by the way. I put out a tweet saying I'm going to Destin, Florida for part of Masters week, and I want to play some golf with some listeners that can play in Destin, Florida. And, you know, the Nut Hut, you got people from everywhere. So if you want to meet up with somebody and have a waffle or maybe have a piece of a sausage, you know, you want to have a something, you can say, hey, I want some sausage and I'm going to be in this area. Like Italian sausage, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
somebody in the Nut Hut will be like,
you're talking about sausages.
Yeah, somebody in the Nut Hut will be like, oh, yeah, dude, I live right there. Come get, you know, I got some waffles and we could make some sausage.
I got some Link sausages that we could go have.
So anyway, there's a lot of reasons for the Nut Hut, seriously.
Anyway, so yeah, big time to be a member of the Nut Hut, especially with the Masters and the PGA Championship coming up. Now, let's get into some betting plays.
Props to you for getting all the ad reads in the first 15 minutes, Pat. That was amazing.
Yeah,
people are going to hate that, by the way.
What'd you say?
The people are going to hate that, by the way, but props
to
you.
Yeah, well, sorry for the ad reads, but you know, we got to figure out how to pay the bills some way.
Let's talk some bets.
Anyway, let's talk about some bets this week, and let's get into the shorter odds, guys. And we'll start less than 30-1. So up to 30-1, DB. Who do you got as your? Do you have anybody? Because I know you like the long shots, and we've seen long shots win this tournament, as you mentioned, with the last two winners being at 200-1. So who do you got? Anybody up here?
Yeah, it's going to be really hard to pull the trigger on guys less than. Less than 30-1. I'll tell you that much. I guess the one I'm looking at, and I don't know that I'll for sure do this. I think it's going to depend on how the rest of the card shapes out. And obviously, when DJ withdrew, that changed some things. But last I checked, you can still get Ryan Palmer at 30-1 on PointsBet. I like the Texas angle with Ryan Palmer, Texas guy. Okay. Checks a lot of the boxes ball striking wise. He's having one of his best years on the PGA Tour, and he's an older fella. You know, he's got some gray in the beard. He's a little long in the tooth, if you will. I don't know what that means. I don't know why they say that, but it means he's aging. But he's having a great year, and I think he's primed and poised to win this event. He is playing the Masters next week, but I don't think for a guy like him, you know, that's going to like cause him to check out or, you know, mail it in. So at 30-1 on points, but I like it. If it goes much shorter, I think I'm just going to stay away from everybody in this range. So I got a ton of the mid kind of guys and a bunch of long shots.
Well, I am totally with you there. Actually, Ryan Palmer was shortest odds guy play there at 30-1 on points, but I think that's a good number there. I do like Charlie Hoffman at 33-1 on DraftKings. I think that's a good number for him with the way he's played recently. The field isn't, you know, incredible, and you know, Hoffman has just been that good. So I like him at 33-1. But outside of that, there's not really anybody else in here that I want to pay up. I don't want to play 18-1 for Connors in that range, you know. I've seen in it, like PointsBet actually has Jordan Spieth as the favorite now, which is absolutely incredible to me that he would be the favorite in any golfing event, but he is. And he's at 11-1 on PointsBet. But
hey, by the way, your boy Adam Ansel is giving you a shout out for the Horschel play last week. So there's your first and only person to thank you.
Listening to that bet. I mean, that was a good one. Come on. And you know what? I had Scheffler on that show as well, I believe, at 45-1. So I picked the freaking championship match.
You did. You did, yeah.
And none of you people listen to me, ever. Maybe when I'm the host of the show, you'll listen. But anyway, all right, well, let's get into the mid-range, DB, and then we'll get into some longer shots because I feel like that's where some value is. And I'll start this range. I like Chris Kirk at 45-1. I've seen him there on DraftKings. I like that number for Chris Kirk. Also, a guy I didn't mention on the DFS show, but I think he makes some sense maybe there too, but I like him as a bet. And that is Sam Burns at 60-1 on DraftKings. I like him as well.
I like the Kirk play a little more than Burns.
Okay.
I like all right. Point.
I understand that. I really like Keegan Bradley.
Yes.
Also at 45-1. I think this is.
Look, I tried to get off the Keegan train a couple weeks ago. I said, let's hop off. Let's all get off. I tried to take everybody with me. I talked about it on the show. You and Ben made fun of me, I think, or something. And he still did okay. Like he scored well on, I don't know. And now I'm back on. I can't. It's so hard to quit Keegan. God,
it really is.
His ball striking numbers are just so sexy. They're so sexy.
He's gonna win again, isn't he?
How can he not win again? How can you be that good at hitting the golf ball and you just can't put the ball in the hole? Like, I don't understand how. He's got to win.
Yeah,
50-1. I gotta have some of that too.
I like that. And then my last play here, outside of the triple digits, is Aaron Wise at 75-1 on DraftKings. I think is a good number also for him. Aaron Wise, I like. I liked him on the DFS show. So there you go. Who do you got in here?
Oh, well,
no triple digits. I don't want any triple digits.
Also at 75-1, this is a gut play for me. Very, very gut play. May not end up pulling the trigger. Didn't talk about him in the DFS show. Probably won't play him in DFS. Brendan Grace at 75-1.
Ooh, I like that. I like
one. Yeah, just won his very first event in a long time at the Puerto Rico, I think it was. Windy event. You know, Brendan Grace has always been a good ball striker, always been a good win player. Very confident, I think, coming off of that. He had a letdown after that, but I think that's understood. He's had some other personal things going on. He's had a long road to get to that victory. I think that was understandable. So I think the Brendan Grace play at 75-1, there's a little bit of value there. I would put a partial unit there on Brendan Grace. Now, Pat, this is the role reversal show. The one show a year where you do things like me, and the things that I do, and I do the things that you do. And I did not do this on the DraftKings show, but I am going to do it now. With my next play at 80-1.
Oh, God.
Oraimo, you short knocking man.
Oh, my God. Swedberg's, I've been trying to avoid Ryan Moore.
Swedberg's on your back. He likes to be nude. Oraimo, go well this week with your top notch course history. Oraimo. Ryan Moore, 80-1. That is my non-rhyming song of the week.
Wow.
I am Pat Perry. I want Ryan Moore. I'm going to buy the course history. I know our boy Swedberg's been saying that his ball striking's getting there a little bit, just needs the putter to warm up a little bit. I like it. He's coming to a magical spot for him at the Valero Texas Open. He needs some good finishes. Give it to me at 80-1. I'll take it. Oraimo.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I like that. It's a good song, DB. That was kind of catchy. Oraimo. Oraimo.
I know, huh?
Yeah, good stuff.
You want to sing it?
All right. Let's
talk
long.
There's a little party that wants to sing it.
Let's talk long rides, and I got to start with my boy Sam. Well, actually, you know what? I started last, so you go, and then I'll fill in the blanks here. So you start.
Man, I got so many in here. This is going to be really tough for me to narrow down. All right, I didn't talk about him on the DFS show, but Doug Gim at 100-1 seems like a value. He coughed it up on Sunday at the Players, but I like that he had a little bit of that experience. I like that the blood flow hit for old Doug Gim late on a Sunday, and he collapsed, but I think that's where guys like him, he can learn. So 100-1 is a big number. He's a Texas guy. Okay, Texas guy.
He's a Texas guy.
I like that number. Now, this guy you faded. You faded him in the DFS show, but I like Danny Willett coming off of potentially.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have won. He made a late charge on the weekend, this past weekend in the Dominican Republic. But he's 100-1, and I think that's a value for a multi-worldwide winner, a Masters champion. You know, obviously the game's doing okay. So with these windy conditions, it's appealing to me. another European that plays well in the wind and is also a multi-time worldwide winner, and that is Bernd Wiesberger at 140-1. That's a large number for old Bernd. And I like that number for him too. I guess after that, you know, you're getting into like Kevin Chappell. Can he repeat here? You know, he's also 140-1. Past champion just a few years ago. He's actually showed a little bit of form, a little bit more pop in the bat coming back to Kevin Chappell after an injury. Could the magic hit here as well? You know, guys like Chappell and Bernd are 4.5-1 as well for top 20s. Maybe that's a play. But I guess I'll also end it maybe with GMAC. Graham McDowell, 160-1. That's a large number for, you know, a multi-time winner. I think that long shots that have good win splits, which you can look at on Fantasy National, you know, good win players who have won.
Wind, by the way, not win.
Yes, but who have also.
Like wind as in.
Yes.
Not win like as in, I'm holding the trophy.
Right. Yes, but also that. I was just about to say, I think that these long shots that have proven they can close the door, even if it's been a while, I think is worth taking a look at. GMAC is one of those guys at a big number, 160-1, 4.5-1 as a top 20 bet. Okay, I'll go one more. KH Lee, 175-1. I saw that number for KH Lee, and I was like, that's a large number for a guy. You know, he's pretty good all around. He's a few parts of, there's like one part of the game, I think, what is it, of KH Lee? I can't, hell if I know. I just, oh yeah, he sucks. His irons aren't great. Great off the tee, great approach game. I think KH Lee has a little bit of win equity too at 175-1. You know, runner up at the Waste Management just a few weeks ago, 41st at the Players. That's a tough event, but the runner up at the Waste Management, he had a top five at the RSM back in 2019. We were there for that. I think KH Lee 175-1. That's a big number. I'll take it.
Okay. All right. Well, I will start down at 100-1. With Sam Ryder, he is, been playing very well recently. We've seen him contend in his last few events, so I like him at 100-1. I think he's, I think he just has a good chance to continue that good play. That's a good number for him. I think that's good value. And then also, Roger Sloan. We talked about Roger Sloan on the DFS show. He is at 150-1 on points bet. You look at the stats. I mean, the guy is 16th in the field in ball striking. He is 15th in approach. He's number one in the field in greens and regulation. He has made his last. Wait a second.
Are we going to bet Roger Sloan to win? Are we about to do that? What are we doing?
Yes, I'm betting him. You know what? If you do not remember.
Whatever you're about to say, I don't.
Okay, who is the guy? Jim Herman. When Jim Herman won his tournament last year.
Wyndham, because we had Siwoo Kim at the Wyndham.
Guess who was right there to win also that could have won? Roger Sloan could have won that golf tournament. And you know what?
He finished 31st.
In that golf tournament?
At the Wyndham in 2020.
Okay, but he was
31st.
In contention at some
point. He was
point.
In contention
whatever.
Like Friday,
whatever.
I think.
I still think if you're getting him at 150-1, he's got top 25s in his last three starts. We've seen 200-1 win. Look, if Andrew Landry and Corey Connors, who was a damn Monday qualifier, can win, why can't Roger Sloan, who has three top 25 finishes in a row, win?
Yeah, okay, here's my thing. All right, let's see what his top 20 number is. Because I'm with you in terms of DFS. I like the value with Roger Sloan. In his entire PGA Tour career, which goes back to 2015 PGA Tour events, he has one top five, and it was a runner-up at the Puerto Rico, like 2019, something like that. What's his top 20 number? Like, that's tough. Is he going to be able to close the door? Where is his top 20?
What do you mean he finished? He finished second in the Puerto Rico Open in 2019.
That's what I just said. I literally just said those words. I just said
okay,
that.
I miss you. Wasn't paying attention to you there.
You're supposed to be playing the role of me, where I like pay attention. I'm supposed to be playing the role of you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough about Roger Sloan.
Okay, the last one I'm going to give you is 350-1 JB Holmes.
Oh, you're on the J.B. Holmes train now.
Look, 350-1? Like, how? Just put a dollar on it. I mean, come on. It's freaking J.B. Holmes. He's been all over the place lately, but he was in the last group 2 weeks ago, okay? So he's had an injury and things like that, but you're getting him at 350-1 on DraftKings. I like that.
There is literally not a Roger Sloan top 20 bet on DK Sportsbook right now. He is so bland and vanilla. You can't. DraftKings won't even put him up. Do they have a top 20 on Carlos Sainz Jr.? Yes. Do they have a top 20 on Kevin Stadler? Yes. Can you get one on Roger Sloan? Well, yes.
Hey, put up the chat. Somebody just chatted. Pat's drinking. Okay, that is one of the most. Whenever somebody makes that comment, are you new here? Are you new here over the last 6 or 7 years that we have been doing this show? Yes. Okay. All right. You outed me, Michael R. You outed me.
Think I'm you. That happens all the time. People think I just found the top 20 bet. I cannot believe he's up here. He's 3.5-1 top 20, which is what did you say his winning odds were?
150-1.
So he's 150-1. He's 3.5-1 to top 20, which other people who are also 3.5-1 to top 20 are Danny Willett, Sam Ryder, for example, two names we just mentioned, who are both at 100-1 outright. So obviously DK more confident in his top 20 ability than his outrights close the door, win it ability. But yeah.
I mean, you're getting way too technical here. We're betting Roger Sloan at
151. I know. I can't believe we're talking about Roger Sloan this much. It's my fault. I'm sorry. I won't.
Yeah, this is terrible. You sound like DB. Anyway,
I gotta hit my quota of sleeve roll ups in the show.
Yeah, get your quota there.
I will say this, a couple more top 20s for me. These are three kind of bomb top 20s. Well, two bomb top 20s that just played pretty well this past week in windy conditions at the Punta Cana. And the first one is Michael Glickick, who almost had a chance to win at the Corrales Punta Cana. He finished T4 at Corrales. So I think Glickick is interesting. I kind of want to ride the hot hand with some of these guys coming off the windy. Now we're in Texas. It's windy. I don't know. I kind of like that. Vincent Whaley finished T28. I talked about him in the DFS show. Finished T15 at the Puerto Rico, T36 at the Honda. I think this young guy's got some real talent. I think he's got some ability. But Glickick's 10-1 to top 20, and Whaley is 6.5-1. I think that's some value. So,
well, I don't know how much time we've got, DB, but I, you know, as we're going into the Masters next week, I want to talk about some odds real quick, just where we are right now, especially on the front end here, and maybe some things. I don't think odds are going to change, by the way, too much between now and the Masters. I don't think. What you see this week, what happens with the Valero Texas Open, you know, if Jordan Spieth wins, maybe he's so short right now for his odds for the Masters. Like, I don't think that's even going to change.
No, God.
Yeah. I mean, so you look
don't
at like
bet Jordan
DraftKings
Spieth right now to win the Masters. If you missed on Jordan Spieth when he was not great, you missed and just be over it.
Yeah. Because he's 14-1 on DraftKings right now.
I do think we're going to get a Brooks withdrawal here pretty soon. I don't think Brooks is playing. I know he's back and forth. He's 20-1 right now. I know he's back and forth. I think that's going to happen. And that may shorten up, you know, a few folks around him. But I don't think it's going to do much.
Yeah. And DJ's still certainly the favorite. He's around 7-1, 6-1. You're still getting Bryson at 10-1. JT's also 10-1. John Rahm, you know, 11-12-1. Rory's at 14-1. So
I think Cantlay is a value right now. I think you
25-1.
25-1. I like that number now on Cantlay. If you didn't get it longer previously, he's had some He's had some good runs at Augusta, and he's been playing well right now. I could see that number getting bet down. A guy right next to him at 25-1, Lee Westwood, I think is stupid. Like,
see, that's what I was about to say. Do you think the Westwood now being at 25-1, 28-1 on points bet is just like a sucker play now?
It's
like
got
after
to be.
All that,
it's for yeah. all the. It's I guess it's for the course history. I mean, now listen. Obviously, Westwood's playing really well right now, but come on, like 25-1, no way. I mean, I'm trying to think how far down I got to go. Let me think about this. So you got after him, it goes Morikawa, Reed. Okay, Harris English is 40-1. He did play in the match play, did okay, but he's been battling a little bit of an injury. I might rather have Westwood at 40-1 over English at 40-1. Other than that, I got to go down to like Abe Anser at 66-1. Like I kind of would put him in there. There's no way I'm betting Westwood at 25-1. That's insane.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. A guy that I still like that's in that, you know, in the middle range, and I've liked him for a long time, and I still think his odds have kind of stayed right where they've been, and that's Cam Smith at 40-1. A guy that we saw play extremely well here in the fall event, has a great game for this course. I think if you're getting Cam Smith still in that range at 40-1, that's a good number for a guy like him.
Yeah, I like Cam. I like Cam a lot. I like Cam a lot.
We'll talk about more about these guys as we get into the betting show this coming Sunday. Because yes, we will have the betting show and the DFS show. But just want to, and again, I don't think a lot of these numbers will change between now and then. But we'll see. DB, anything else you got before we close it up? Button this thing up. For the Valero Texas Open,
I think that's it.
And move on over to the DraftKings After Dark show. We'll be doing that one.
Yes, that's right. TJ After Dark. There we go. I think I'm good, man. I think I'm going to keep sipping this bourbon. It's been a good night. The DraftKings show was fun. This was fun to see you host. It took a light, you know, made my load lighter. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I got. Thank you for joining the Tour Junkies for the Valero Texas Open betting show. See ya.
Oh.